Yeah.
Sir, again, this is a phase one commutation hearing. You will not be able to testify in this hearing. The only thing you'll be able to do is listen to the summary. The board will vote on whether to pass this to phase two. So it should be a relatively short process. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Warning, this is a phase one commutation hearing for Mr. Saul Obrera Dominguez, ABC number 265261. This is a hearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Present are Board Chairman Dr. C.P. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Joe Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Luigi Willis. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Obrera Dominguez is 45 years old, currently serving an 18-year prison sentence for kidnapping, class 2 felony. Said term ran concurrent for separate counts of theft by extortion and aggravated assault, with sentences of 10.5 years and 7.5 years, respectively, the terms of which have since expired. He was approximately 35 years old at the time of the incident offense. He was found guilty by jury trial July 7, 2011, and sentenced on August 8, 2011. He's asking for a reduction of time served. He has an earned release credit date of September 20th, 2025. Should commutation be granted, his new release would be immediate. It should be noted that he has an ICE detainer, as Mr. Olvera Dominguez is a Mexican national. I will read a short summary of the offense in question. On July 7, 2011, Mr. Olvera Dominguez was found guilty of count one, kidnapping a class two felony, August 28, 2009. Mr. Olvera Dominguez and co-defendant Juan Francisco Ramirez Felix, Dorian Strain, Ernesto Carmelo Alfonso, Romero Fujol, with the intent to hold Ernesto Alfonso Romero Fujol for ransom as a shield or hostage. There was count two, theft by extortion of class two dangerous felony, on or about November 28, 2009, Mr. Olvera and co-defendant Mr. Romero Felix knowingly obtained or sought to obtain property or services from Ernesto Alfonso Romero Fujol by means of threat to, in the future, cause physical injury, the victim by means of a handgun, deadly weapon, or dangerous instrument. And that's a short version of the offense. The purpose of Mr. Olvera Dominguez's request for commutation is based on his assertion that he felt forced into a jury trial based on a plea offer of 21 years of incarceration, that he's remorseful, and that he's taking responsibility for his actions. He's had little programming inside the Arizona Department of Corrections. He's had limited discipline. With his last ticket in 2018 for disobeying a verbal order, which was informally resolved, and a major in 2013 for promoting prison contraband. He has one letter of support in his request for commutation packet regarding the question of whether Mr. Roberto Dominguez's 18-year prison term was excessive. He received less than the maximum of 21 years, which ran concurrent with two violent felonies. I commend him for his good behavior in prison, considering the totality of his three charges and his illegal status in the United States. I do not find his prison term excessive, but I am certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Yes, the motion is guilty.
Thank you, Mr. Quinones. He is asking for a considerable reduction. And the reason is so he can return to his family in Mexico. It just something about that bothers me that he would come to this country and commit a crime and then just expect to be able to go back home. So I agree with you, sir. I think that the sentence that was given was not excessive.
Thank you, Mrs. Gilmore. Greenhouse, any further input from my colleagues? I'm going to go and make a motion, and that is, in a second. Regarding Mr. Saul Roberto Dominguez, EDC number 265261. My motion is to not pass the phase two, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Ms. Gil Rittenhouse. And as I stated at the beginning of this hearing, this is not the sort of hearing where you would hear testimony from the inmate. So this will bring our hearing to a close.